It's Froggy 104's New Now. Your chance to find out what's going on in country music and about the artists who love it as much as you do.
Joe Lasher Jr., yeah. Welcome.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
JLJ, I like it.
That's it.
All right, man. You've got a new single. It's called Tap a Little Taillight. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, sir. Oh, it's one of my favorite ones on the record. You know, we've been playing it out. I put out this record about a year ago, and it's just now finally taking traction. And Tap a Little Taillight's the one that we felt like would suit best for the radio, and now we're putting it out there, and it's good to be out here on this radio tour and catching up with y'all.
Very cool. Here it is, Tap a Little Taillight, Joe Lasher Jr.
Highway dust tasting my mouth. You tore out the drive and you're southbound. Already feeling this way and you're barely gone. Got me singing that sorry done you wrong song. Whoa, in the heat of the blacktop you're fading fast. Whoa, that pedal on the left is the first step back. So tap a little taillight, turn the wheel around. Yeah, ease off the gas, girl. There's only one way to slow down. That bow tie Chevy looks a little better from the front. Yeah, show it to me, baby. Yeah, show me that we ain't done. Come on, tap a little taillight. Out here just long straightaways, good couple miles for the interstate. In between here and there, there's no stop sign. So if you touched them once, maybe it changed your mind. Oh, another mile or so, that's what I'm hoping for. Oh, go on, slam them on down to the floorboard. And tap a little taillight, turn the wheel around. Yeah, girl, there's only one way to slow down. That bow tie Chevy looks a little better from the front. Yeah, show it to me, baby. Yeah, show me that we ain't done. Come on, tap a little taillight.
Is this a clean break? Should I be worried, honey? What do you say?
Tap a little taillight.
Give me a sign.
A clean break, should I be worried, honey? What do you say? Give me a signal, give me a sign. I need to see, babe, if you're still mine. Tap a little taillight and turn the wheel around. Yeah, ease off the gas, girl. There's only one way to slow down. That bow tie Chevy looks a little better from the front. Show it to me, baby. Yeah, show me that we ain't done. Come on, tap a little taillight.
Is this a clean break? Should I be worried, honey? What do you say?
Tap a little taillight.
Give me a sign. I need to see, baby, if you're still mine.
And it's Tap a Little Taillight. Joe, man, welcome to West Tennessee.
Yeah, man, it's good to be here. Thanks for having us.
Oh, I love the song. Number one, the title of the song alone is perfect.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
tell us a little bit about the record.
It's definitely, you know, I'm a 90s rock fan. I'm a country boy. So you put those two together, and that's what we really, captured on this record we put out. I hope you guys see it too.
Yeah. Are we gonna hear more like this, like Tap a Little Taillight?
You will. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can't deny it. Every song I write ends up coming out with some rock and roll influence. And then, you know, you combine that with my producer in Nashville and how we work collectively together and make it sound like it would, if I'm really doing it from my heart. That's what
right.
It sounds like. So Yeah, definitely. Keep your eyes open. We got a lot of stuff coming.
Very cool. Very excited. Now, you're still a kid.
Pretty much.
You're 21 years old, man.
I'm almost there, man. I'm almost 21.
You're on the cusp. You're on the cusp. But I will say this. You look a lot older than that photo right there.
Yeah, we need to update
you
that.
See that? That's a throwback Thursday right there.
Yeah.
No, but I love it, man. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You're from pretty close to here.
Yeah, well, I was born and raised in Asheville, North Carolina, right outside of it in Weaverville. I've played music since I was about 15 years old. I played football, broke my leg playing football.
And what position? Receiver?
Defensive end.
He's tall like a defensive end.
Yeah, yeah. Turned the play in, and then the line came back on me, and my little chicken legs. Now, I do have chicken legs. They got one of them got taken out. But my dad grew up, playing rock and roll in a 90s rock band, and then my mom sings like an angel. She was like the number one in the state chorus girl, that was always a big influence on me. More than 90s rock from my dad, though.
Right.
So, it's always been in my blood, playing music, and I got into it after I hurt my leg playing football, and really just took off. If you'd ever asked me if I thought that I would be doing what I'm doing now, I would have said you were crazy. Because, I mean, it's hard to believe sometimes, but very, very thankful that we were where we are today right now with it.
But you're living in Hurricane Mills now, so.
Live in Hurricane Mills, Tennessee.
A lot of history over there.
Yeah, Miss Loretta Lynn, she's over there.
Very cool. Now, did you ever think about playing music prior to the injury?
Yeah, I mean, I'd done some talent show stuff in school and all that, but it really didn't hit me until I got in an open mic night at a pizza restaurant.
And, nice.
And I did those a couple times, and I realized that, people were actually coming out to see me and the songs I was playing. And I was only 15 at the time. Since then, I've been playing, 100 to 120 dates a year growing up. I wasn't at the football games on Friday night. I was in some bar in South Carolina somewhere playing for 3 hours.
Wow.
And it's just been a big journey for sure.
You played with some big names too. You can name drop. It's all right.
Yeah, we've played with Tim McGraw, Rascal Flatts,
nice.
Thomas Rhett, Lynyrd Skynyrd. That was cool as heck. So, a lot of cool things. And there's several more. All incredible experiences.
I can imagine.
Just every day, me even saying right now that I've done that, I still get the shock factor from it.
So. Right now, how old were you when you played with Skynyrd or played for Skynyrd?
I was probably. I guess I was maybe 19.
Oh, man.
So I was 19, played with Lynyrd Skynyrd.
So, yeah, that's pretty big.
Yeah. It's pretty wild.
Man, that's crazy.
Wild.
What is what's been one of the coolest things about the journey so far?
Man, I think the coolest part's just, every day being able to wake up and say I'm going to town to write a song, and that's my job. But I mean, there's several things. I mean, I'm on a radio tour right now talking to you guys.
Right.
That right there in itself is just amazing. And just getting to meet new people and make friends. I'm a very I'm a social butterfly, as they
right.
say. I like to talk.
You're the
to
event
people.
Coordinator wherever you go.
Yeah, I like to make friends and talk to people, and the best part's when people look at you and say that your music does something in their life and they can relate to it, and it helps them get through their weeks and days, and that's really why I do what I do. So yeah, it's a great, I love it.
Very cool. So we talked a little bit about the record. Would you like to play something from it?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do it.
All right. What are we going
to
hear?
Let's do Whiskey Nights. You want to?
Yeah.
One, two. Some nights I was splitting a six pack, kick back, watching the game. Some nights I was toasting life, popping that pink champagne. Some nights I was sipping red wine, cause just like it, you're getting better with time. When you watch your love drive away. Some nights are whiskey nights. Just try to make it till the morning lies. You rather drink yourself blind.
Some nights I've been staying up late until you can work things out. Some nights I've been slinging some gravel, chasing a taillights down. Some nights I've been knowing you're sorry, even though it's too late now. Those nights are whiskey nights. You keep pouring till the bottle's dry. Just try to make it till the morning light. You better drink yourself blind and see the mess you made. Try to drown the voices in your head, but shouting all the things you should have said. Some days I forget me right, but some nights are whiskey nights. Some nights are whiskey nights. You rather drink yourself blind and see the mess you made. Try to drown the voices in your head, but shouting all the things you should have said. Some days I forget me right, but sometimes you have to say goodbye. But some nights are whiskey nights. Some nights are whiskey nights. And pour it straight, and pour it strong.
All right, Joe Lasher Jr., Whiskey Nights.
Yes, sir.
I love that one. Let's find out a little bit more about Joe. What is it that you like to do when you're not holding a guitar?
Oh, man, I'm a avid outdoorsman. I really like, fishing. I was born and raised bow hunting.
Oh, nice.
So I live on a big farm in Hurricane Mills, so I like to cut the grass. you might not hear people say that all the time. I enjoy mowing the grass, because I grew up in the mountains. We didn't have a lot.
Yeah.
We didn't have riding mowers.
Oh, wow.
I had to push mow up there. Now I've got a big front yard and a riding mower where I can just ride around, listen to music. It's a good time. So that's mainly what I do in the off time. I like exercising too. I'm an exercise kind of guy.
Yeah, I remember those days back when you had the want to. you're outdoorsy. If you're going hunting, this is the only season I can go, what is it?
Oh, man. One day I want to go on a big elk hunt in Colorado. That would be
very nice.
That would be fun. But I mean, as far as realistic, what I do now, I'm a big deer hunter.
If there's anything else, it's got to be deer.
There's dream hunts, but if it's just one thing that I love doing, is whitetail deer with my bow. That's a good time.
Very nice. I like it. Every guy's got his grilling secrets.
Yeah.
What is, if you throw something on the grill, what's your secret?
Oh, man. Bacon wrapped deer tenderloin.
Oh.
You maybe put a little cream cheese in there and some jalapenos, wrap it up in the bacon.
Mm.
I just got hungry real quick.
Yeah, you'd think it was lunchtime already. I love it. Let's get off of food. Let's play another song. How's that sound?
Yeah, that's good. Let's do one we just wrote. It's called If You Want To. How's that one sound?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We can skip this town, take a red eye out to anywhere but here, if you want to. Or we can carve our names in that tire swing tree, plant some roots, never leave if you want to. Yeah, girl, if you want to, toss a bag in the back, throw a dart at the map, I want you. We can buy that house you always talked about, take a stroll through the courthouse doors and say I do. if you want to. I can pick up some shifts, we can raise some kids, we'll make it work as long as you want to. Or you could be on the run with maybe who we want to be in any other town and never turn around if you want to. Yeah, girl, if you want to, toss a bag in the back, throw a dart at the map, I want you. We can buy that house you always talked about, take a stroll through the courthouse doors and say I do. Yeah, girl, if you want to. Yeah, baby, do you want to? We can roll till the road runs out. Or we can set up shop right here and settle down. Do you want to? Do you want to? Yeah, girl, if you want to. Toss a bag in the back, throw a dart at the map, I want you. We can buy that house you always talked about, take a stroll through the courthouse doors and say I do. 'Cause I do. If you want to. If you want to.
Joe Lasher Jr., if you want to. Oh my gosh, I love that one.
Man, thank you so much.
Tell us where we can find the music.
Music, you see, Spotify, Pandora, you know, iTunes, all that. Everything is at Joe Lasher Jr. on social medias. So Instagram, I'm always posting stuff on Instagram, you know, letting you catch up on the day and all the crazy stuff.
The inside track on his mowing.
Yeah. That's it. There's plenty of mowing on Instagram.
I love it.
And Facebook, Twitter, everything is at Joe Lasher Jr. And that's where we can find it all. Tour dates and all.
Very cool. Check it out, Joe Lasher Jr. Thank you so much,
man. Thanks for hanging out with us. I really appreciate it.
We appreciate you coming. Best of luck, man.
Man, thank you so much.
Find out what's happening in country music and what's new now. Next time at Froggy1041.com.